All right, here we are with Comics Online again with the first episode of Heroes of Cosplay. Episode 1 fired off last night, and we've got Victoria with us today. How's it going over there?
It's going pretty great.
So did you get a chance to see the episode and see yourself in action?
Yes, I did. I was a little on the fence about that. I'm just one of those people where it's weird to see yourself on TV. But I did sit down and watch the episode today.
So what was your impressions and takeaway from it?
I love it, but that's also coming from someone who has journeyed with the show for, like, over 2 years. So I know what it could have been. I know, like, directions it was going that, you know, maybe the cast was a little nervous about. And, I mean, I watch reality TV, you know. I watch reality TV. I watch documentaries. And you know how those can turn out.
Absolutely.
So, like, knowing all that, appreciating TV, appreciating, you know, the production company that made the show and appreciating my fellow cast members, I love the show. I think it is great. Yes, it has drama, but I think it's a really nice representation of one aspect of the cosplay community, because we're not representing all cosplayers. We're just representing some cosplayers.
Absolutely. And actually, the way that the episode went with regards to the challenges that you faced putting your costume together, you know, really, it could have been presented in much more, you know, Cardassian-esque way, but it seemed like it was treated really pretty fairly all the way around. It was more about time management and, you know, and kind of advanced idea of how long things would take, more than any real, you know, oh my God, she's a drunk kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know some people, even friends, want to be like, oh, what, you know, might not have thought I was portrayed maybe that well. I was the first one to say, like, I can sometimes be a totally not nice person. I get stressed. I get angry. A lot of cosplayers do, and they take it out on their significant others or their friends or their roommates because you put yourself into a stressful situation and you lash out. So I don't have a problem kind of being shown in that way because it's an honest representation of how I sometimes am.
Excellent. So what do you think about, you know, there's a whole bunch of turmoil running around the community, but there's been a lot of support, especially over the last 24 hours. Now that people have seen it, they're like, you know what? It's a reality show. And actually, in the end, it wasn't all that bad. You know, what are you finding out there on the net and on your Facebook wall as the day progresses?
When the episode aired, my Twitter pretty much exploded. Like, my phone exploded out of my hand. I could barely handle it. But it was really nice because a lot of people were tweeting me, talking about how much I love my Rainbow Dash costume, or sending condolences for me not being able to finish my Lulu costume in time. You know, other cosplayers, you know, so I'm like, oh my God, I've totally been there. I know how frustrating that can be. And that was really wonderful. On Facebook, it was kind of the opposite effect. I was finding lots of friends on my news feed where it was still very prevalent that they had a very negative attitude about the show. And unfortunately, there was negative attitude about the show long before it even aired, you know, which is like, how can you have an opinion on something like you have not even seen yet and you actually don't really know what it's about? And it's kind of frustrating because everyone likes to talk in the cosplay community about how we need to be there for each other and support one another. And yet, you know, it's kind of upsetting and depressing to see so many cosplayers kind of tear one another down. I do think it's because we're all passionate and, you know, we treat this as our special little baby. It means a lot to all of us. And so if in any way you think it's going to be taken the wrong way or portrayed badly, I think there's kind of getting upset over that. But I just don't think the show is kind of enough for them to be upset about. I think it's very tame compared to what it could have been.
Yeah, and also given the exposure, you know, the contest portion of the segment itself, it's like there was talk about, you know, is anything going on with about to fiddling with the results of the contest? But, you know, given the participants that were shown in the contest, the results seem very fair. That Galactus was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. That Galactus is my hero. His costume was amazing. And that's, to me, the best part about the show. Again, it's just showing one aspect of the cosplay community. I have many cosplay friends, usually myself included, who don't really compete. But there are cosplayers who love to compete. So I know some people are like, oh, well, you know, it's not all about competition. But well, for some cosplayers, it totally is about competition. It's just not, you know, that way for all cosplayers. But what I love about the show is the exposure it gives to the cosplay community in general. I mean, I really see myself and my, you know, other castmates as just kind of gateways for maybe non-cosplay, non-geek-initiated into the world of cosplay and conventions. We're just kind of there guiding them into this community and showing awesome cosplayers like Zach Galactus or the guy who was in the Totoro costume and showing all the cool things we see all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. The you know, I saw you got your start back, what was it, back in 99 at Anime Expo down in SoCal. What kind of suggestions or recommendations would you make to someone who's interested in getting into cosplay? Right now, it would be kind of daunting to go online and find out all of the, you know, torrents of threads that are going on right now. But if someone was interested, what would you suggest to them?
The internet is both a huge help and huge hindrance to today's cosplayers. I mean, when I started, and I pretty much started the same year and the same con as Yaya Han. We're kind of great examples of kind of different directions the hobby can take you. I mean, she went into it really focused and continued to perfect her craft over the years, whereas I did it very casually over the years. You know, my skill sets are not nearly as impressive as hers are. But, you know, back then, I got into cosplay because my friends and band were into anime, and they already cosplayed. So I just kind of followed what they were doing because it looked awesome to me and seemed totally like a normal thing for me to do. Nowadays, you have the internet, which kind of exposes you to way more cosplayers in other countries. It's just really phenomenal, but also, I think, way more intimidating than when I started, because you're exposed to cosplayers like Yaya Han and others who, I mean, have elevated this hobby to such like an amazing class. And it's just like, there's just more intimidation for it. But with the internet, there's also way more tutorials and way more help. I mean, when I started, you know, my mom and grandma helped me with my first costume. And then from there, it was me just researching and taking sewing classes and kind of figuring things out as I went along. But now, it's great. You have places like DeviantArt and places like Facebook where cosplayers have put up just oodles of tutorials that are super helpful for novice cosplayers and even experienced cosplayers. You've got all these cosplay pages on Facebook, which are great because a lot of cosplayers love to be helpful, and now you can find them really easily. You can ask them for advice on how they made something, and a lot of them, they love to share their knowledge.
For costumes that you look to do these days, do you look for something for a character that really speaks to you, or are you looking for a technical challenge, like, say, new fabrication, new types of materials, or, you know, is it back to the source material? Which, you know, what kind of calls to you these days?
I'm usually looking for the source material for the character that speaks to me, because, and it might be why, like, my skill levels aren't as advanced as others, because I'm just, you know, in love with nothing but superheroes, and I'm maybe only dealing with spandex, and I'm never kind of advancing to understand how to make armor, and those kind of skill levels. But I, you know, I just go kind of where the fandom takes me. So I might be on a Star Wars high for a little bit and want to make more Star Wars costumes, or I might be on a superhero kick, and so I start to delve in that way. I mean, sometimes I end up having to challenge myself, like I did for my Ahsoka Tano costume, because it was a huge, like, deviation from standard Star Wars costumes. I usually just replicate the movie costume, and here I was tackling an animated character who was an alien, and it involved, you know, body painting and head casting and sculpting and just things that were, like, way out of my league, and even out of Genio's league, so we both had to experiment and really go out of our way to try a new technique because I really wanted to be this particular character.
Because you've done, you know, a lot of really amazing outfits before, especially, you know, you're well known for your Star Wars cosplays. I mean, across the board, from the, you know, probably the bravest Ula costume that I've seen yet out there, to the Leia's, to, again, actually the old Rebel pilot. It was a wonderful costume. Is what kind of spoke to you so much about Star Wars? Was it just you were a big fan of it, or friends that did it, or, you know, because you have such a big collection of those pieces?
I wish I had, like, a more interesting story that some of my friends have. Some friends remember being 5 and being sat down, like, in front of the TV and shown Star Wars, but just, it was always something that was awesome in my life. I remember my dad watching it, and my mom used to say, That was, you know, the only movie my father ever stood in line for, and that just always impressed me as a kid. Well, this must be really good if he stood in line for that movie, you know, back in the 70s. But when the prequels came out, it kind of renewed my interest and love in the original trilogy. And I just love the classic characters. The story is phenomenal. The costumes kind of spoke to me. And I definitely identified personally with the characters, both in the movies and then, like, when I was reading the books, which are the extended universe. And I find that true for a lot of Star Wars fans. I mean, they, you know, maybe they see themselves as Leia or Han type. You know, I very much see my father as a Han Solo type, my mother as a Leia type, and that kind of just, you know, really touched me, and I put a lot of, like, kind of personal issues into the Star Wars saga, and it really, like, kind of helped drive me to want to make those certain costumes. You know, Jaina Solo in the book, she's the daughter of Han and Leia, so for me, I'm like, well, I totally must be Jaina in some way. I totally share those traits. I very much have parents that I think have her mother and father traits, and you know, this is a very cool character that I would love to aspire to be, you know, personality wise. She's strong, she's intelligent, you know, she's just as good as the boys. And then, you know, you see that reflected in her costumes, and she's the one that's also, she's a Jedi and she's an X-Wing pilot. And I love Luke Skywalker's X-Wing pilot, and then here there was a girl who was an X-Wing pilot, and she's like, you know, the niece of Luke Skywalker. So, of course, I want to be her, and I want to wear that same outfit that she's wearing.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. The one thing, thinking back to the episode from last night, is it kind of gives an impression that for a lot of cosplayers, at least those are participatory in the, you know, the contest scene, that their entire focus around a convention is just they're in the hotel room doing emergency maintenance and prep until it's time to go hit the stage. Do you do other things when you're at conventions normally yourself? Like, do you hit panels and things like that? Or is it really all about the social and cosplay aspect?
It, for me personally, it is very much the social and the cosplaying act. When I first started going to San Diego Comic-Con, I went for one day with my mom to check it out, and I saw the Batman group, Gotham Public Works, in costume, and I was determined that next year, like, I would be a part of them. And I went to, you know, one panel that year to check some things out, but the next year, I did become part of Gotham Public Works as their Batgirl, and I spent my entire time cosplaying. And for me, it just depends on what kind of con-goer you are. Like, I go to cons because I want to be in costume, and I don't have time to wait 2 to 3 to 4 hours in line for a panel. When I spend all that time in a costume when I want it to be seen, you know, no one's going to see it when I'm in a hall for 4 hours waiting around. I have other friends who love to go to conventions just to see panels. But for me, it's all about being in costume and being on that show floor.
Awesome. And so, you know, your co-stars on the show notwithstanding, who are some cosplayers out there that you look to either as inspirational with their work or just they really have an amazing talent for, again, for either seamstress or fabrication and prop making?
Oh, that's a very good question. I have a really good friend of mine, Abby Darkstar, and she's just a great personality within the cosplay community. She's always pushing for, you know, positivity and, you know, just we should all be friends and we should all encourage each other and be nice to each other. And she's always learning new skills and just making great costumes. And her husband, Keith, is also an awesome costumer. And they're just kind of like fun people to be around. There's one cosplayer I only, like, I follow her on Facebook and I don't even know her, but she goes by Nidus Rogue. And I fangirl over her because she does a lot of Batgirl costumes. And the way she portrays Batgirl and the type of photos she presents, you know, just makes me go fangirl crazy because she does a great job kind of portraying Batgirl and making it seem like Batgirl is real. And I really admire cosplayers that are able to achieve that because that's what I want to achieve myself.
Very cool. Any conventions for you coming up?
Dragon Con,
yay, Atlanta.
Sure. That
awesome.
Is the be-all, end-all for cosplayers.
So excellent. So I guess that's about it for a time. And just I really enjoyed the first episode. It'll be interesting to see where the series takes it. The teasers show a lot more a gnashing of teeth and drama up ahead. But at the same time, anyone who has ever been backstage, under the pressure and the tension and the deadlines of a contest, it's about what it sounds like back there. But for each person that's being a little bit dramatic, there's 30 people that are wonderful, awesome people, and always happy to lend you, safety pins or duct tape, whatever you happen to need.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And that's the end of our interview and recap of episode 1 of Heroes of Cosplay. Check back again next week. And for everything geek pop culture, check Comics Online.